This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The American Lung Association is giving Colorado policymakers mixed grades when it comes to efforts to limit the damage done by tobacco use. The group gave Colorado an F for what they say is an underfunding of prevention programs. Advocacy Director Nick Torres says resources are key after electronic cigarettes and flavored products have flooded the market.
We know that these local tobacco prevention programs are having to keep up with the markets changing, keep up with educating youth so that we don't lose another generation to tobacco addiction.
The state received a C for its policies on tobacco taxes and a B for its rules of smoke-free spaces. Xcel Energy has set another record for profits. The company reported nearly $1.8 billion in net earnings in 2023. That's a slight increase from the year prior. On an earnings call Thursday, executives told investors the utility has nearly won approval to invest billions into Colorado clean energy projects. It also plans to ask state regulators for permission to hike gas rates and upgrade their power grid to prevent wildfires. The first flight between Denver and Monterrey, Mexico, took off yesterday on Viva Aerobus. Rebecca Tauber reports that's just the latest in a number of service expansions at DIA.
United announced Thursday that it's adding 40 summer flights out of Denver, including to Montana, Alaska, and a number of cities in Canada. And on Tuesday, airport officials announced new direct flights to Providence, Rhode Island, on Breeze Airways, beginning in May. It's all part of a massive growth plan at the fast-growing airport, which plans to add 100 new gates by 2045. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Come find more at CPR.org and Denverite.com. Right now in Denver, it's in the low 30s. Grand Junction is in the upper 30s, and Fort Collins is seeing temperatures around the mid-30s. Stay here for more news from around the world on Morning Edition.